Are you ready to holo? Well, we've been hearing about it, and now it's here. The holo card is ready to go, and the city and Hart are looking for a few thousand people to test it out. They're looking for bus riders willing to test out this new smart transportation card called the Holo Card. Now, the pilot will roll out officially on December 1st, but officials need testers to help them with feedback on the new system, so you got to go online. We talked to Whitney Birch, the program's Holo Card Fare Collection Manager, about the program. Their website went live last week.
We're launching a pilot for it on December the 1st, and the pilot is intended to gather some early adopters, what we call early adopters, who would volunteer to test the system for us on the bus, so use the card as an electronic payment means instead of the paper pass, tag it on the bus, and then go online and give us feedback about where they got on, and when they, the incentive to give us that feedback is that they could win an iPad mini if they do it more than 25 times, and we will use that data to check the back end. And the way that we're recruiting the people to go and do this is we have a website we launched on November the 1st. It's holocard.net. And you can go online and register and sign up to be an early adopter. And we'll get a card out to you. If you're an adult user, we'll just mail the card to you. And because we pre-qualify people, because it's discounted card for seniors or for youth, we'll direct those who sign up as in those categories to go to the bus pass office where they can pick up a card.
Okay, but otherwise you really have to do this online.
Yes. Yeah, so starting December 1, it's all online, but we're working with the retailers that sell passes today, and we're hoping we'll roll out to a retailer. We're just in discussions with them. We'll have a test retailer starting January 1st, and then we're looking to try and roll it out as well at Satellite City Halls in February.
Okay. So what's the premise behind the Holo Card?
So it's an electronic payment system, and what it does is allow you to load a pass or value in an account, and it lets you do that in real time. So really, we think it removes some of the barriers to using transit today. It means that if you lose your card, you can go get a new one and transfer your pass. You don't have to worry about losing an annual pass or a monthly pass, which many people are concerned about today. The other thing is for infrequent riders. You know, sometimes they don't know what the fare is, or they don't have the cash. What this allows you to do is just get a card, load value, which we call stored value, and then you can tap it at the reader, and you don't have to worry about having correct change or anything like that. And one of the other exciting things that we're testing is called day capping. So that means today, if you need to know if you want to buy a day pass on board ahead of time. In the future, with this test, you don't need to. So if you have the value and you tap twice, which is the equivalent of $5.50, for example, after your second tap, it's unlimited for the rest of the day. And the account figures that out, and it doesn't charge you anymore. So you don't have to be pre-thinking about any of this.
Right. Do I have enough money on my card?
Exactly.
Because I do that when I'm in the Bay Area and I have a BART card. I'm like, ooh, what's left on this thing?
Exactly. And then on to that note, you can go online and check what's left on in real time. So we're operating in real time. You don't have to worry about anything being downloaded to the card or taking time to get to the card. Since we operate in real time, you should see that tap within a minute or two in your account if you were to go online.
Okay, so what's different with this card versus, let's say, for folks who have been to London, they have, an Oyster card.
Actually, so this is quite similar to the Oyster card. What's different is that the functionality we're rolling out right now is just the closed loop. So it's our card, which is how it operates in London. In London, they also have what's called open payments, which means you can use your credit and debit card. And we plan to roll that out in the future, but we don't have that now. London is the same, though, in that it's an account-based system like we are, which means we operate in real time and all the transaction processing, everything you want to think about that, it's all in the back end.
Okay, and this is being modeled after something that just rolled out in Portland.
Correct. So we are using the same vendor and very similar system to what they call the Hop Card, which is what they rolled out in Portland just last year.
Okay, so it's hop on, right. Hop off,
right.
Basically.
Right. And for us, holo, which means to go or to flow, is why we called ours holo.
So what's the vendor?
They're called Init.
And so the difference between this, I mean, is this but cutting edge? Like this is where things are at these days with transportation?
So I'd call it cutting edge, but not bleeding edge. So we are following some pioneers that have done it so that we can learn from them. But we're not right at the forefront of this, that we're the guinea pigs on it. So we're hoping that alleviates any problems.
And because Portland rolled this out last year, then we can learn from some of their issues.
Absolutely, and we talk to them regularly so they can give us some lessons learned or heads up on things to do, which has been really helpful.
And so folks might be wondering, well, okay, this is a bus thing that's being rolled out, but you're really with HART.
Yeah, so the reason we're rolling this out is because we want it to be a multimodal system. So we'll start with bus, but you'll be able to use it on rail in the future. We hope to also roll it out to handy van, so it becomes your transportation card. You don't have to worry which pass do I need to have for which piece of, you know, which mode I'm going to use. It's just one card, and you'll be able to use it on all of the systems.
Okay, so whether we have a bike share system like Beaky, hopefully someday then you could use the same card?
Yeah, that's what we'd like to do is integrate it with Beaky. There's talk about integrating to use for paying for parking, could also potentially use it for car sharing, those types of things. And we're definitely exploring how we would do that.
Okay, now are there machines in every bus?
There are machines on every bus now, 545, I believe. So if you get on a bus, you should see one already, but they'll actually be live starting December 1st.
And so what are some of the issues that have been flagged early on in Portland that we could maybe be on the lookout for?
I think it's explaining the card to folks and so that they understand how to use it, because it's new and it's change and people are used to just getting their monthly pass, going and using it. And so explaining the conveniences of that card so that you can get people to start using it, that's one of the things that we've noticed. And also what's really interesting is that, you know, each city has a different fare structure. And so how convenient it is for people also depends on that fare structure and how much it costs. And just even small quirks like on the website, you know, in Portland, they definitely wanted to make sure that they had it in Spanish and English. Our website, we're going to be moving forward to having it in 7 languages in the future so that it's localized for people who really use it. We were really concerned about making sure it's convenient for tourists. We have so many tourists. Portland, it's more about making sure it worked on regional systems. They're connecting with 3 or 4 regional systems. So there's slightly different issues. It's not that the card works differently. It's just how you roll it out and how people are comfortable using it.
I would imagine, though, with the younger riders that they might be more open to something like this than maybe, I don't know, our seniors who maybe don't like change.
Absolutely. In fact, we have lots of pressure about why aren't we rolling this out in a mobile environment instead of on a card. And it is something that we're looking at. One of the reasons we hadn't rolled it out yet is because it's a contactless payment option, it means that people have to have that on their phone. And that type of functionality isn't on all our users' phones. And so we didn't want to create something that they couldn't use in the future just because their phone didn't have that functionality. But we're really watching how people have that, and we look forward to rolling that out in the very near future. If I had my way, we'd get it ready for when Interim Rail comes.
Okay, and that's
2020,
okay. And so you're looking for what, frequent bus riders?
So for the December 1st launch, we're looking for people who'd be willing to be testers. So we call them early adopters. They could be monthly pass holders, because you can load your monthly pass on it. They could be daily riders, because you can just load stored value. But we're not limiting it. The only thing we can't do right now is take someone who has an annual pass already and load it on it. So that's the only people we're not able to accommodate right now. But other than that, it's wide open.
Okay. So basically, if you're about to go get a December pass, or you're going to be able to do that,
yep,
you can then opt for the Holo card and just let you folks know that you want to be one of those early adopters.
Right. If you go to holocard.net, you just push the early adopter button, sign up, and then if you're an adult user, you can wait a couple of days. We'll be mailing out a card to you. Then you go back online and load your pass right online.
Okay, so it sounds easy enough.
It's pretty easy. We also will have a call center set up starting December 1st. So if anybody has any questions about how to use it or the website, they'll be able to call the call center and ask. And we have at the website, you can give us feedback. Go to holocar, I think it's holo2018@gmail.com, and we'll respond to that as well.
Okay. And then you rolled the machines out back in April.
We did. So we've been doing a lot of internal testing. So that's what, when we announced it, it was to let people know they're going to see it on the bus. And we've been doing that internal testing with staff to make sure the system is working the way that we wanted it to before we asked the general public.
Is this behind schedule?
No, it's pretty much on time. Yep.
So now's the opportunity, though, for people to provide input, but you got to sign up.
Yeah, so it's not the full rollout, as people would say. It's really the opportunity for people to give us feedback on what they like and don't like about the design before we do the general public rollout, because we feel it's important to make sure that people are comfortable with it and happy with it. So that's what we're asking these testers to be, a bit of a guinea pig and give us feedback. We also plan to send out surveys during the pilot, which is about 3 months, so that people can also give us feedback that way.
So if it starts in December?
About the end of February. The reason I hedge my bet is that if we do encounter a problem, we might keep the pilot running a little bit longer just so that we can continue to get a bit more feedback if we correct an issue and make sure that it is corrected.
Okay, but roll out definitely before summer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We do 3 months of pilot is the plan, and then what we do is called 3 months of system acceptance. That's where we fix any of the bugs we find, let the system get stable, and then we go live for everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, Whitney, thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
That was Hart's Whitney Birch talking about the new HoloCard. For links, check our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.